I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For me, yeah, just because I know, like, I really was not trying to let T go. For me, it's hard when you out there and T not out there, you know what I'm saying? T out there makes my job easier. I make his job easier. We make the running back's job easier. So the whole game slows down for me. It gets easier for some people. So he's just a big help.
It's Jamar Chase on T Higgins. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Wednesday.
He also said the food in Cincinnati, or what he said, he said we need to work on the food here in Cincinnati.
Would you like Skyline Chili?
I mean, I personally don't know another thing they're known for.
Sam Monson on the Western Hotline. Sam would know. Sam, does Cincinnati need to work on its food?
So that's the problem right there, right? Is you said, do they need to work on the food? And then it's like, well, nobody likes Skyline Chili. Now, if that's what we're talking about as the food in Cincinnati, then yes, they need to work on the food because nobody should be eating Skyline Chili. I've long since given up on the idea that they may become a sponsor of our show one day. I think we've written off the Skyline sponsorship. It's bad. And if that's representative of Cincinnati food, it definitely needs an upgrade. But there's a lot of good food in Cincinnati. So, you know, it depends which way you look at it. What it's known for, definitely problem. The kind of behind the lower scene stuff, the individual mom and pop type stores, the little boutique places, there's some good food in Cincinnati.
Yeah. I've had some. I have a few stops in Cincinnati. One was post Kentucky Derby winnings. We went out to a nice dinner, spent everything we won on food, and it was, you know, I've got nothing but good things to say about Cincinnati. So, you know, there's definitely some good stuff there. Sam joining us on the Western Hotline, a co-host of the Check the Mic podcast with Steve Palazzolo, and we check in from time to time. Sam, I want to talk about a bunch of things, but I do want to talk about the Bengals here. I know you've got a lot to say on the Bengals and Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, and I am very much of the belief that the Bengals definitely can win paying these three guys like this. And, you know, exploding salaries and how you build your team. The Bengals throw it a lot. This is their path to success. I wonder, are you bullish on this build for them, or are they going to be some cautionary tale about spending too much in one spot?
It's certainly interesting. You know, it's not the conventional way of doing things, but I don't think it's obviously crazy. I mean, this is... You know, people always treat these things as like, well, that's clearly a ridiculous way of allocating resources. But nobody would complain if, you know, Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase should absolutely be, you know, some of the highest paid players of their position. So really all we're saying or all we're complaining about in that scenario is paying T. Higgins as well. And the T. Higgins contract, I think, is actually a lot less than I expected him to sign for, given the receiver market right now. I expected T. Higgins to be pushing north of $30 million a year. So for them to get him under that number, particularly when you factor in they're represented by the same agent. Like, that's the other element in this, that T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase have the same representation, and that may have been a significant hurdle in moving on from either one of them, that this was like a package deal. You know, no Ja'Marr Chase deal without a T. Higgins contract as well. When you put that in mind, I think this is a reasonable place to spend the money. It's not like they have deliberately, you know, not paid, say, an elite left tackle or an elite cornerback or, you know, one of these other spots to make this happen. The money has gone more or less where you would put the money on this roster. Number one quarterback, number one wide receiver. You know, Trey Hendrickson is angling for a deal, and that will, I think, change the outlook. Like, if this costs them Trey Hendrickson, if they decide we can't pay him, we're going to move on from him somehow, then maybe it's a different conversation. But right now, they can still give Trey Hendrickson more money, even with these deals being done. And Burrow is putting pressure on the organization to make it happen. We know this works. You know, it's a great trio to have. I don't think it's a problematic allocation of resources. I think with the way the salary cap is going up year on year, this is not a trio. This is not an allocation of money that is going to cripple the rest of the roster.
I wonder if the reaction would have been more positive for some, Sam, too, had they just squeaked in last year, like what it would be. And that was with a bad defense. With a bad defense, I was looking at this yesterday. They lose in overtime to Baltimore. They lose on a two-point conversion to Baltimore. They lose to the Chiefs on a flag at the end that was on a fourth down. You just turn over one of those results, and I think maybe you'd have more evidence, or you would feel like you have more evidence that, oh, even if the defense is bad, they're still going to be okay.
Yeah, and, you know, forget those results. You can argue that the one game that cost them the playoffs was the one game the offense didn't show up in week one against the Patriots. You know, that game, because weird things happen in week one, we came out of that game going, wow, maybe the Patriots are better than we thought they were going to be going into the season. And it turned out, no, they weren't. They were actually as terrible as everybody expected them to be. It's just that one game in that season, the Bengals offense didn't show up and they lost that game because of it. They, you know, had a turnover down by the goal line, but like that game, any game in their season cost them the postseason. They were right on the cusp, but you can basically make the case that the one game that trio did not perform was the game that cost them the postseason. So I agree. I think if they had made the playoffs, and we'd be talking about this much more like, you know, the Peyton Manning Indianapolis Colts. Like, they have a great offense and a bad defense, and that's what this team's going to be. And sure, the defense is a problem, but not to the point where you go and get rid of Marvin Harrison or get rid of Reggie Wayne. Like, this is just the dynamic right now.
It's also the fact that Higgins and Chase both stay. It falls in line with Sam in offseason where, I don't know, if there's 10 big moves that could happen in terms of player movement, feels like only one of the 10 happened, right? Garrett stayed put, and Crosby stayed put. And we'll see about Trey Hendrickson, but the latest is he might actually stay. Metcalf did get moved. Like, that's the one, DK Metcalf, leading to a lot of what's going on in Seattle and also what's going on in Pittsburgh. The Steelers are an interesting case study in how to keep things, I don't know, exactly the same, keep them afloat. We'll see what they do at quarterback. How did you like the price for Metcalf that was traded away and the contract for him?
Yeah, I mean, I think the contract is fair. It's a kind of demonstration that he's not seen as that true, you know, top of the market, number one elite wide receiver. He's not in the Ja'Marr Chase conversation, not in the Justin Jefferson conversation. He's a notable step down from that, but he's still a number one receiver for teams. So I think it's the right kind of area for his contract to land in. His physical tools are dominant. What he's good at, he's really good at, but he isn't the all-around threat that those other guys are, and a guy that can work in any system, in any situation, at any level of the field. So I think the contract was pretty much right where it should have been. I think the trade compensation was pretty reasonable for him. It's interesting. Like, Seattle are maybe the most interesting team in the NFL this offseason because they are voluntarily opting into this kind of turmoil and upheaval that most teams desperately try to avoid. I mean, they've traded away DK Metcalf. They traded away Geno Smith before they had a replacement for him. You know, they didn't sort of get something in place and then decide it's okay to move on from him. They got rid of him and then were sort of like, we need Sam Darnold, otherwise we're in real trouble. So the Seahawks have been a fascinating team this offseason.
Looking at, by the way, on Seattle very quickly, the Darnold signing and that team's weaknesses, like their line's been bad as of late. And I don't know, is that going to work, Sam? Because we saw him at the end of the year in Minnesota when he couldn't get any protection. It completely fell apart.
Yeah, I mean, they desperately need to improve the interior of that offensive line, which was true this time a year ago, which was true heading into the offseason. It's been true for a while for the Seahawks. Whether or not Geno Smith was going to be the quarterback, that was their biggest offseason priority. Now, they then created priorities ahead of that in the offseason by trading away Geno Smith and then DK Metcalf, but it remains the priority for that team. Like, Darnold, I think, will be a significantly more vulnerable quarterback to those problems than Geno Smith was within that offense, but it was still a problem for Geno Smith. So, you know, they're in a weird spot because they've kind of openly said, we don't spend those top draft picks on interior offensive linemen. We don't think they're worth that spot. We think we can get them later on, and that's fine. But now for a couple of years, that has been the glaring weakness on this roster. And at some point, you're kind of cutting off your nose to spite your face by not just drafting one of those guys in the first round and solving one of those problem spots.
So, Sam, to the Bills a little bit here. We just kind of went through the Metcalf deal with you, and he's the one big-name player that got moved. I entered this offseason wanting to see the Bills add an elite player somewhere on the roster. They've got a lot of good players, but not a lot of like top-level players. And, again, like none of them really moved. So how much does that play into their offseason for you, where they've made a few signings? Bosa's a big name at this point. Maybe, you know, there's the injury risk, but their whole offseason, how does it look to you for given what their opportunities were?
Yeah, it's a pretty quiet offseason, and the biggest moves they've made have been the internal ones. It's been, you know, Josh Allen's new contract, Gregory Rousseau's new contract, Khalil Shakir getting locked up to a deal. Like, it's been retaining their own players and spending on their own individual roster guys. And that, I think, generally speaks to how well put together this team is right now, that they don't have to do anything crazy. They don't have to make splash plays, and free agency has sort of ceased to become an avenue for that now. It's not where you go and get those splash plays. That's why, you know, the biggest move we can think of is the one that required a trade to make happen. The two of them, really, the Geno Smith and DK Metcalf moves. Teams are not letting those top difference-making players hit the open market, and when they do, it requires massive money to make that happen. So the fact that Buffalo hasn't made a ton of these splash plays, I think, just speaks to this team is in a good place. It's in a better place, I think, than it was a year ago when it felt like a bit of a sort of roster reset year. And actually, they still ended up, you know, picking up where they left off. And we didn't see any kind of decline or any kind of drop back from this team. And I think now they're in a position of just, look, they're going to be contenders year on year. As long as you've got Josh Allen and a pretty healthy roster around him, you are going to be at the business end of the season every single year. And I think one of the most difficult things in football to do is evaluate what that means after every single season. You know, if you don't make it to the Super Bowl, if you don't win the Super Bowl, what is the takeaway from that season? You know, do you say, well, this has happened a couple of years now, something needs to change, we need to do something dramatically different? Or do you say, look, we're in a league right now with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, and it's difficult to get to the championship, and simply being there or thereabouts every single year is the most important thing you can do, and then hope that one of these years it breaks your way? I think at the moment, that's kind of the direction the Bills are taking. Like, we understand we're very good and very close, and sometimes variance just means it goes against you for a while. That's probably the more sensible strategy right now than trying to go and change tack completely, which could just as easily take you in the wrong direction.
Sam, as we look at the AFC for a while, you know, Bills, Chiefs, Bengals, Ravens in that mix. Which team in the AFC do you think is the most likely to enter the conversation there with those teams? Have you, like, you know, Jacksonville, the Chargers, anybody you want here? Who is the next team to assert itself as worth taking on that level?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think a couple of those teams in the West could be intriguing. The Chargers would be one, and then Denver. If Bo Nix continues his development that we saw from his rookie season, that Denver Broncos roster is all of a sudden in really good shape. You know, you start looking through what their needs are, where the gaps are on this team, what they need to do in the draft, and obviously that's still upcoming. There's not a lot of holes in that team. There's a lot of very good players on it. They've got a lot of players locked up as well. You know, I think that Denver team could end up becoming very good very quickly, and obviously you've got Sean Payton as the head coach, a guy that's been there and done that before, and now all of a sudden looks like he has a quarterback. I think the Denver Broncos could push themselves into that conversation before long.
You and Steve did a mock draft this week on your podcast, Check the Mic. The Bills at 30, and really the draft as a whole, like around that area, Sam, for the Bills, it's more corner, D-line, and then maybe, I want to ask you about receiver. Like whether this year is, I mean, it's definitely, I think everyone would agree, not as good as last year's class depth-wise, but if you see players at that position kind of in the second half of the draft class, that would be impact guys right away.
Yeah, I actually, so the receiver group is interesting because it doesn't have the star power. It doesn't have those three guys at the top, any one of which would be wide receiver one in most draft classes. I think the high end of this draft class at receiver is relatively weak, but I actually think the class overall is pretty strong and the depth is good. And I actually, where you're sort of looking, the bottom of the first round, the second round, the third round, that's where I want to be targeting wide receivers in this draft. I'm just fascinated by this. Like Buffalo at the moment seems to be on this just insistence that they don't want an ex wide receiver of any description. It's like, you know, they were so scarred by the Stephon Diggs experience that we're like, we're just going to resolve to never have an ex receiver again for the rest of our time here. I still think that's the skill set that they're missing on this team. And no amount of signing, you know, Josh Palmer's or drafting guys like Keon Coleman have changed that. These guys are not, you know, traditional X wide receiver skill set. So that's the guy that they need to find from this draft somewhere, I think. And whether that's a Trey Harris from Ole Miss or a Jaden Higgins from Iowa State, you know, if they could get one of those guys in the second round, maybe, I think that's a missing skill set from this roster still.
Sam Monson, the Check the Mic podcast with Steve Palazzolo on the Western Hotline. Sam, thanks very much. We'll check in again soon.
Anytime. Thank you, these guys.
Yeah, Sam Monson.
All right, they need an X. I mean, let's go get it. Second round, Trey Harris.
I always feel
what he just said, I'm in. I don't need
feel
a first round guy.
A little better. I feel like somebody out there listening is like, these dudes on the radio for the 937th consecutive day are saying the Bills need a receiver. Won't they give it a rest? We bring a guest on and they're like, I mean, they need a receiver. I'm like, yeah, I know. I feel, thank you. Thank you. We say it every day. It's true.
Yeah.
It's been true for a long time. All right. 803-0550. Thanks to Sam. They were asking a question. They were having some fun. What animal would you draft if you had to draft an animal and play what position? And he had an elephant as his halfback. You're not going to stop.
Elephant is the halfback?
You're not going to stop that guy. He gets the ball in the first play. It's tough.
I was thinking more like a... You don't want to go speed? The cheetah is going to be the receiver then? Not the running back?
That's right, yeah. Quick note from the chat. This is not what's going on in the chat, but I want to bring up a comment from David, who wrote something about Luther Burden. We didn't get into it with Sam, but Sam's the person who, we were talking earlier about Luther Burden of Missouri, wide receiver from Missouri, who last year this time would have been thought to be wide receiver one maybe in this draft.
Yeah.
He went back to school. He did not have a huge season, and we pointed out that he played a lot in the slot. And Sam pointed out, if you are pegged as a slot receiver, your draft stock will suffer because those guys are easier to find. It's harder to get the guys on the outside. And David points out, I was a little behind listening on the app, and I wanted to come in here. The Luther Burden slot point was interesting. This is what caused Justin Jefferson to drop. 78% of his snaps in college were from the slot. Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
And that would be an interesting point. I think about...
Yeah, look at this. The big year, 2019, the all-time great LSU year.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Jefferson's snaps by spot at receiver. Slot, 870. Wide, 5.
Yeah. How did Jefferson last so long? That's probably a part of it.
Backfield, 27. I mean, he played more in the backfield than he did out wide.
That is something that is a part of... The really good evaluators will say, well, can he do a thing he wasn't asked to do?
That's the reason he falls is because it's a bit of an unknown then, right? Mm-hmm. And that would be the truth of Burden. You're going to have to make a bet. You think he can do it? Because he hasn't done it in 3 years. And when he did it, he was a sophomore or a freshman even and didn't do a ton. So you think he can do it? You haven't seen it. And the Vikings were right. I mean, clearly, they were more right than you could possibly imagine. He's the best receiver in football, and he plays on the outside all the time.
I also think, as Sam kind of makes a joke there about Diggs scared them off, and we've got another comment in the chat here, Diggs being the X for all those years. I mean, Diggs was off in the Z, which is a little different.
Right, but Davis was the X.
Yeah, yeah. But the point is, two of them. Any idea, I don't buy for a second, I think Sam was half kidding, that what happened with Diggs scared the Bills off. Oh, no, don't give me 3.5 years of elite production at the position. I'm so terrified. No. The Bills are not afraid of this. And if the Bills had the means to get a super stud out there, they would take that guy. If they were on the board, would they have taken Brian Thomas Jr.? Maybe. Would they have taken Malik Nabers? Would they have taken Odunze? Would they have taken Marvin Harrison Jr.? Probably. Would have taken all those guys.
We think they tried to get Davante Adams.
Yeah.
That's this guy that we're talking about, isn't it? Isn't that the exact guy we're talking about? He's a little older. But middle of the season, when they seemed to be trying to trade for Davante Adams, what was Davante Adams? Ex-receiver, big personality, wants targets.
He did go.
And they tried to get him.
He did play a lot in the slot last year for the Jets.
Okay.
Whatever.
He wouldn't have for the Bills.
No, it's probably right. Right. It's... Hopefully Josh Palmer can do that job for them.
And I don't think he did with the Raiders either, right? Because Myers was more the slot guy.
Yeah.
I think.
803-0550. The Bills also don't use particularly wide sets. I mean, I feel like weren't they like one of those teams that condensed the formation an awful lot? Anyway, these are all like pieces of the puzzle.
That specific position, the thing about that position and who did it last year, one guy that did it a lot was Mac Hollins, and he's no longer here. And another guy that did it the most was Coleman. Remember, Coleman never lined up all around the lineup. He was not really being kicked inside. He was, you're going to hang out there. You're going to learn this position. This is what you're going to play. You're a big body. Come on, get off press man coverage, and you're going to block for us. Like, that was what he did. And he's the guy on the roster right now that I think they're probably hoping can do it. Maybe. I mean, they've talked a certain way about him too, right? How he responded to the injury. They maybe were a little let down by that. So it's, to me, going to come down to what do they think of Coleman? That Trey Harris.
Right.
They love the prospect. Do they like Coleman in this way still? Do they still believe he's got the chops to be like a number one X receiver in your offense? Not like a number one receiver, your number one X. Even to a Gabe Davis level. Because if you do, then maybe you don't feel the need to draft that second round guy that he just mentioned, like Trey Harris. If you're less confident and you feel like, you know, maybe all those guys that thought he was more of a power slot guy were right. Maybe we have to be open to the idea that he's going to have to move around the lineup. Well, then what do you need? You need another guy to play the spot he played 700 snaps at last year.
You mentioned Trey Harris as an idea, Mississippi wide receiver.
Yeah.
His NFL comparison by Lance Zierlein.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this name, and I think you're going to like it for the Bills.
Okay.
Alec Pierce.
Sure.
That's the guy that goes down the field.
He is not great, no, but he is fast, and he lines up outside.
He's the guy that Anthony Richardson wings the ball 50 yards to.
Right. Yeah, and that's like the only thing he does.
Yeah.
He just runs straight. Yeah, Pierce, I'd like better than him, I guess.
Sure, sure.
But I mean, man, look at his. He led the league in yards per reception last year. 37 catches for 824 yards.
Right.
33 catches for 824
That's
yards
nuts.
Is pretty crazy.
When we get back, we got a fly-through of the Browns stadium that is not yet real. Very important. It's not a real stadium. It's not agreed to.
Yep.
But got some good stuff to get to on the Browns stadium, what they're trying to do, their legal battles. And want to talk about it in comparison to the Bills stadium, because I think a lot of Bills fans are addicted to panicking, I guess is what I would say. We'll get to that. 803-0550 on WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.